Builders are being put on notice about the need for secure safety nets to stop workers seriously injuring themselves if they fall off roofs or walls. WorkSafe has issued an industry-wide alert for residential sites, warning of the dangers of poorly installed or badly made nets. As Rhys Lyon reports, this follows at least two cases of serious head injuries.
Safety nets hang below high-level work areas such as roofs on residential construction sites and are designed to stop workers falling far and badly hurting themselves. But WorkSafe's Vadim Spice says poor quality nets and untrained installers have led to serious accidents.
In the Auckland region, we've had three reported incidents in 2 years, which is significant and worthwhile investigating. Two serious head injuries as a result of falling at two metres from impacting into the net failing and then falling another 2 metres to the concrete floor below. So the worst case scenario, actually.
Of the three investigations, one is still ongoing. Although safety nets are not mandatory, employers are required to protect workers from serious harm. Mr Spice says there are other ways of keeping builders safe.
There are plenty of other solutions. We've got, you know, air-filled bags that have been used well in construction, bean bags, which are polystyrene-filled bags, you know. We've got membranes, which actually get rolled out like a canvas. So there are a lot of products out there. Safety nets just seems to be the one that fits best with the residential builder.
Craig Daly of the Fall Arrest Safety Nets Association says the nets are becoming more widely accepted.
There was some reticence initially, I think, when WorkSafe had the push on fall-through protection. But I think now that most responsible builders are aware that they need to provide some means of protection for the workers on site, and that's a good thing.
The nets cost about $700 to install. The president of the Registered Master Builders Association, Simon Barber, wouldn't go as far as saying the nets should be compulsory, but he thinks WorkSafe should do more to ensure builders use them.
At the moment, everyone has their own interpretation of what complies. I believe that that WorkSafe should be, you know, as the protectors of, and the leaders in that part of the industry, I think their kind of direction would be well received by the industry.
Craig Daly says safety nets should only be put up by properly registered installers. WorkSafe issued the alert in both English and Chinese, the first of its kind. The organisation says a third of all construction in Auckland involves Chinese builders. For Morning Report, Rhys Lyon, 10A.